You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker, who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Yes, welcome into the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. I'm Jake Bakovin in with DP for just the first segment, as Adam is let us know, so he's not running late, but he is he's a few minutes behind for the start of the show. But once again, let me welcome in DP, sitting in with us as we kick off the show. DP, how's it going today?
It's good. Trying to figure out what this weather's going to do and recovering from being drawn into a late night all-star home run swing off delay. Like I was falling asleep early. I was proud of myself. And then home run all-star swing off that my brain just simply could not process what was happening.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I have to watch this now. I don't know how this worked. I have to watch. So yeah, other than that, like it was, I was proud of myself. Like I was like, I was gonna go to bed early, get some rest for a change. Nope. Thanks to All-Star Game. Appreciate it. You know.
When we talked about not too long ago about the formats of the All-Star Games, and of course, you know, they used to have it so that the winner would have home field advantage from like 2003 to 2017 or something like that. I don't know if those exact years, but they stopped that a while back, and so we talked about trying to find ways to keep it interesting, keep people entertained, and to have some purpose behind it. What do you feel? Because it was such a resounding success. You're right. A lot of people are still kind of trying to figure out what was kind of going on there, but Kyle Schwarber really leading off. I think six guys went up to bat, three from the AL, three from the NL, to kind of get their home run total out there. But it was new. But it was almost in a way, it's like, it feels like this has been missing. This is fun, you know, but it's an element of bringing the home run derby to the All-Star game.
Well, I mean, it's the baseball version of the NHL penalty shot, right? You know, that if you were going to go to overtime and then they go to shootout, the NHL goes to shootout, and people, they're purists that go, that's a terrible way to define the game. Same thing for soccer. Soccer goes to the penalty kick, and people in extra time just go, okay, good Lord. But then it becomes, okay, what else can you do? And then immediately we're so used to the perfection of a thing, like the purity of a thing. When you tell me you're going to have three people take three swings and whatever you get is whatever you get, and then you then tell me that it's not Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani, they're not included in it. What are you doing? Like, I mean, it worked out fine.
Yeah.
It worked out fine. You know, you could do the other thing and make it more interesting and make it, you know, pitchers or something, you know. But then I immediately, Bach, this is who we are now. I immediately had to chastise myself because what I wanted was greater than what they were doing. And I had to tell myself to shut up because immediately I went to, okay, one, why aren't the six biggest home run hitters doing this? But second, they were taking pitches. They were watching Bach. It goes against that's frustrating to me. Is wait, you're taking, and they were taking strikes. They were watching several strikes before they swung at the pitch. And I was like, okay, do we need to add an umpire? Like, do we need to, you know, because if you're going to throw 70 mile an hour fastballs, for strikes. Swing.
Yeah.
Swing. Like that, he's not up there pumping heat. He's throwing meatballs.
Purposely trying to get a good pitch for you to swing on.
Like, it's not like, you know, now maybe you decide that, hey, you're gonna have the opposing league's pitcher, you know, pitching coach throw strikes, right? Like, just to give yourself a chance to win. But no, it's your coach. Somebody from your team who also receives a cash bonus if you do well. So it's not like, you know, and the guy said, I'm watching the guy from BP, and he's getting frustrated because it's, bruh, I can't put that on a tee any better than I did. What are we doing? So I checked the box as a win because it was a thing, right? But I also missed the day that you would just buckle up, go into extra innings, and play baseball. And play baseball. But I know that the exhibition side says that, you know, people are protecting assets and they don't want their pitchers to burn innings. You don't want a player to get hurt because that's happened in the past in extra innings or late inning games. So, you know, in an imperfect world, it was a perfect immediate resolution, and it forces us to talk about it the day after. So they won.
Well, and it's funny, too, because we talked about all-star game formats, and that factors in here. But you almost kind of get to the overtime format of different sports and what kind of works out there. And baseball and basketball have it pretty well, right, where it's just extend the game. Basketball, obviously, you lower the, you know, you're not going to play a whole full 20 minutes or whatever. So you just put some time on the clock and let them play it out. Baseball, same thing. Let's play some extra innings. Football's forever had the problem of, like, well, we're not going to put 15 minutes back on the clock. So the NFL overtime, I'm pretty sure still is different in the regular season than the playoffs, because you can still tie in the regular season, which can be frustrating. There's nothing more frustrating than going and watching somebody tie, especially after playing for so long.
You wouldn't want an NFL game decided by a field goal kickoff.
But that's the problem, is how do you do it? And college football's had just as big of a problem trying to figure out the overtime. I loved the old college overtime. Was it fair to stats and scores and stuff? So they kind of switched it now.
Right.
But I don't know that's the kind of what would be the perfect way to do it. And some of it is just like, you know, what they did land on for college football was eventually, if we do enough overtimes, screw it. Just get the ball at the 2-yard line. Let's see who wins it, which I don't think is the worst idea.
Well, but that's, if you're a finesse team, then you're being asked to excel at a thing that you're not good at, right? It's never... There are never two teams that have the best short yardage offense, right? It's never that simple. Yeah,
it's going to favor somebody.
So then you said, okay, well, we're going to bring out our field goal kickers, and whoever can make the longest field goal first, you could decide, right? You could coin toss, and Bach gets to, you know what, he's got a kicker that he thinks is good from 55. And I get to say, well, if Bach makes the 55, you know, I can go longer, but if I make him go first and he misses, I can just kick an extra point. And it's a weird, no matter how you do it, right? But if you make the 55, I go to 56, and you have to make a decision. Well, can this guy make 56? Like, whatever his number is, I've got to make it as weird as we can possibly make it. I don't know. You could say short yardage, you have to throw the ball, right? You know, 10-yard line, you have to throw the ball. But what if you're a team that runs the ball, right? it's taking bit and parcel of the full game and trying to make something short-term fix for a long-term problem, in that sometimes the game plays in a tie. Like, that just, you know, the NFL lived a long time with ties, and they played a big part of the, I mean, you know, there's some, you know, championship teams that had true ties. It's just how it worked. I don't know what the right answer is. Like, I don't know what the simplest. Last night was interesting because it was the first time we saw that version of it, and immediately I wanted to tweak it. Like, I wanted to tweak it immediately, yeah, and say, had you been in the room, I would have said, maybe juice it up. Maybe you allow the opposing coach to pick who gets to take the three swings.
Right, that'd be good. Like, yeah.
Well, no. If I'm the National League, I want to go to the bottom three home run hitters and say, okay, you guys have to do it. Or maybe, again, maybe allow pitchers to get up and take the final three swings. I don't know what it was. I watched it because out of curiosity. But in my head, I just kept thinking that if a Super Bowl was decided by two field goal kickers making field goals, we would lose our minds. Like, we would absolutely lose our minds and go, those aren't the best players. That's not the truest way the game should be decided. But that's just me.
Well, how's it going? Yeah, welcome in Adam Kircher for the radio audience. The television audience can see him walking in. But
don't mind me. I'm just a little bit sweaty here. But hey. So Major League Baseball All-Star Game, is that what we're chatting about?
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts? I know you've already been talking about it. What
well,
were your
I was
thoughts?
Trying to – I mean, I got caught up in it. Like, I was going to go to bed. It was the first time in months I was going to go to bed early. Right? This game was going to check out. Okay, fine. Extra innings. Hey, there's a new element.
Mm-hmm.
Three hitters will get up and take three swings, and whoever hits the most home runs in this thing. And immediately I'm like, oh, cool. It's going to be Aaron Judge versus Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah. That would have been great.
Like, nope. It was the first four. I was like, no, man, come on. Like,
why do you think they didn't do that?
I don't know. It didn't make sense to me anyway. Yeah. Like, if you had said the best. Give me the three best home run hitters from each team, mm-hmm. or the three worst. But nowhere in between. Or nowhere in between, right?
Yeah.
Right. Or say, you know, we're really going to do this. We're going to let pitchers who love swinging the bat.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Let them have their moment, right?
It could get ugly, though, DP.
But it would also be epic.
It would be epic.
It would be epic. It would be epic to have any pitcher go yard in a meaningful moment. It, like, that's a credential that he's never, like, that becomes its own commercial. That becomes its own branding. It's own. This is the whole, you know, Maddox, Glavin, chicks dig the long ball, pitcher's moment. But no, you don't want, you know, all the fear factor. And then if you said to me, put an umpire back there. Because if you're throwing 65, 70 mile an hour meatballs up there,
mm-hmm.
Major League hitters should never be taking those pitches.
Mm-hmm.
We watched of the five guys that actually swung the bat, I would say there were at least 20 taken watched strikes.
At least.
And I just in my head, swing the bat. Swing the bat. You're a major league hitter, and there's you have a friend of yours lobbing you meatballs. Otherwise, do it simply and just put it on a tee. Let's go all the way back and put it on a tee and make them hit it off. Like, if you can't hit a 70 mile an hour fastball, a straight no seam fastball, then let's go to the tee and make it as dumbed down as we could possibly make it.
Is it harder to hit a home run off a tee though?
Oh, 100%.
I think so too.
100%. But this was my thing. I just kept thinking of the sports and soccer. Has the shootout. NHL has the shootout.
Yep.
And people don't like it, right? They don't like it. Football, if it was just paramount to Super Bowl, it's Chiefs, Eagles, they play to a tie in regulation, and we trot out the kickers. And
that'd be terrible.
Oh, it would
be awful.
It would just be way other than playing the game in full. Like, just say it's an exhibition, it ends as a tie. That's the simplicity. But if you said we're going to decide the Pro Bowl on the longest field goal kick in overtime, right? So that was my point. It's like, okay, Adam, we're going to coin toss. Mm-hmm. The loser of the coin toss has to go first. And you have to pick how far you think your kicker can make a field goal. I'm going to let you go because if you miss – I can kick an extra point and win the game. Or if you go from 55, I can just go from 56. The coin toss has literally decided this thing. It happened last night because the team that went last had the advantage. Yeah. They had no matter what way you decide to decide the game, somebody's going to have an advantage. Because, listen, if I've got Carricker and crew defensively up front, in football, we go to the 3-yard line. I'm at a disadvantage already. If I'm a throwing team, I'm at a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. If I'm just a running team, I'm at a disadvantage. If I don't have character, I'm at a disadvantage. Yeah. So no matter how you do it, there is some imbalance to it, and you're just trying to complete the game. But I say, if it's an exhibition, just, you know, okay, fine.
Yeah.
It's bonus play.
You got me intrigued by a couple of things. First of all, the pitcher's doing it. The most entertaining thing would be Judge, Ohtani, the two finalists from the Home Run Derby that my whole family watched the night before.
Yep.
Like, take the top three or four home run hitters from each team. That seems the most obvious, and let's have fun with that. Having the pitchers do it, that could either be really entertaining, because one home run might win the whole thing,
right,
or it could be really ugly and embarrassing, which would also be entertaining, but I don't know if the pitchers would like it.
Well, Ohtani would be the cleanup guy.
Oh, well, that's... Ohtani would be the cleanup guy. If you do pitchers, you can't have Ohtani in there. That's the outlier.
Right. But
we
then
can't do that.
But then you're the Braves, and you're like, wait a minute, you're playing in Atlanta. Spencer Schwellenbach! Get up here and take some swings for us.
Think about back in the day when there was no DH in the NL. The NL would have had such an advantage over the AL back then. No, now it's not so much. The field goal kicker to decide the Pro Bowl. What if it wasn't a field goal kicker? What if you made the offensive lineman do it? Oh. Back in the day, immediately I thought of Sue because he's a soccer player and he actually has attempted PATs and I think a field goal in an NFL game because their kicker got hurt. I know it was at least a PAT. So, again, there'd be outliers. You'd have to say, all right, not you. But, like, offensive linemen trying to make PATs would be highly entertaining.
Well, I mean, I'm old enough to remember the best kicker in the league being an offensive lineman. Lou Groza from the Cleveland Browns, who was a Pro Bowl tackle, who actually led the league.
What year was that?
Man, this is the 60s.
I was going to say, that predates me.
Yeah. Lou Groza was around. Okay. I'm a Redskin fan. So, there was a game late in the 70s. When Deacon Jones kicked the extra point to win the game because they hurt the kicker, and Deacon Jones kicked the extra point. Yep. So there's, you know, I mean, I can remember the day. I mean, Joe Theismann as a punt returner.
This predates me. Yeah. I was not aware of some of this. This is phenomenal.
I want to say this was on like Monday Night Football, and he was trying to get in the game. Like he was a third string quarterback. Sonny Jurgensen, Bill Kilmer are running the thing. They put him back there. Like the punt returner got hurt. Theismann just ran out there before Georgia Allen could get him off. And he actually, I want to say he ran it for like 27 yards.
That's awesome.
So it.
I love that.
Guys, what percentage of a football team, pick up, you know, whatever team you can think of, you think could make an extra point at Collins Range?
So 18 yards?
Is it?
Is it 20 yards? In college?
In college, yeah.
What percentage?
Yeah.
How many attempts do they get?
Because I was thinking, just one.
Just one?
Yeah, because I was thinking Sue, when he did that, he actually missed and it cost him. They ended up losing by one.
Well, it's not really his fault.
Yeah.
I'm not going to blame Sue. Oh. He's just trying to help the team out.
It cost him the Heisman.
Although that was in probe.
You know, that was a cost.
You just wonder, like, okay, they landed on Sue. What was the difference between Sue and maybe the next couple
and
guys?
He missed. Was by far probably the best option.
Yeah.
Oh, less than 5% probably. With one shot?
Yeah.
And every team has a practice where the kickers and linemen get to play other positions. Yeah. And they know it's the thing. Like every position player thinks he could punt. Like they...
I did not.
Like to get out there and they all want to return. And there's a day where, you know, suicide sprints in the practice depend on whether the lineman can catch a punt or not.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So to go through, I mean, there are ways to do it to make it interesting. Mm-hmm. I just thought it's the one night where Major League Baseball has the entire audience. They have the entire sports world with their eyes on. And you build a star. You did a great thing for Kyle Schwarber. Mm-hmm. But if the next thing that you do with this is important now, because it actually, like, this was a thing that, you know, they got in the room and they were like, okay, so what if we did something instead of extra innings? And they sat around and whatever they were in the moment. Well, now they've got to revisit that room, because if that's the right thing, if they got the result, cool. But can you tweak it and make it better? Because people have seen it now. They know what it's supposed to look like and feel like. And to me, it just, you can make it better. Ideally, you're never going to face it again anyway.
Hopefully.
Right? You're never going to face it again. But yeah, they faced it last night, and they won because I stayed up and watched the end of it.
What did you think of when they had whoever won the All-Star game, that league, like if the AL won the All-Star game, that league had the home field advantage in the World Series? What did you think when they did that? Because they were trying to put more emphasis on the All-Star game, and I got the premise and the idea. Obviously, they don't do it anymore. I just didn't think it was a very good idea.
Well, it's a bunch of people who aren't going to have a season worth having an impact on the World Series, mm-hmm. having an impact on the World Series. It's unfair anyway that, listen, the best record.
Yeah.
The best record. Mm-hmm. But what if you have the second best record and the number one seed from the other league doesn't win?
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't equate. Sometimes the schedules aren't equal. If you're playing in the NL East, it's not the same as playing in the National League Central. Mm-hmm. So there's always imbalance.
Yeah.
There always has been. Before they did it, the American League and National League didn't even play each other. Like, they didn't even see each other. So you never got to see. You know, Willie Stargell wasn't playing in Memorial Stadium in Baltimore. They never saw him until the World Series. And then you got to see who was actually the best. So, you know, you could go back to the entire seasons, do a coin toss, you know, send the two skippers into the octagon, whoever wins.
I like that.
Whoever wins, gets home. Yeah, you know, two men enter, one man leaves, and leaves with the home field advantage. I think that would be fair.
I will say this. I do feel like Major League Baseball's gaining a little bit more momentum, gaining a little bit more popularity, because obviously it was the national pastime, and then it kind of took a dip. They brought in the pitch clock. And I was like, how is this going to affect the game as a whole? I don't think it's affected the game. I actually thought it would hurt the pitchers because they would have less time to figure out what they do. Like, you got to get in. You basically got to call the pitch and go. I figured it'd be harder for them. But it's not like people are just cranking them out of the park as an overall whole more than we used to. I think it's actually increased the speed of the game, which matches, including me, people's attention spans nowadays. And I think it's actually helped the popularity of baseball kind of make a little bit of a resurgence so far. But what do you think?
Well, the best part about it is the efficiency of the game.
Mm-hmm.
It is a better game. Every coach player will tell you the faster the game is played, the better it is played. The more, you know, the whole lollygagging, mm-hmm. you know, quote from a movie, you lollygag on the field, you lollygag off the field. Yep. What does that make them? Lollygagger, sir. The game is better. Mm-hmm. As a defender, I play better if the pitcher stays near the rubber.
Yep.
Like, I'm more alert. I'm going to handle it. As a hitter, I'm more tuned in. There's more balance. Because I know I don't have time to sit here and think about this and twitch and tug and everything else. So the speed of the game is good. The minor detail that makes it so much better for fans,
yeah,
is the clock is visible.
Mm-hmm.
They've made the last major league game I went to was when I was in DC, and it was fascinating how many times my eyes were drawn to that clock. Oh, he's not going to make it. Mm-hmm. He's not going to make it. And it was twice in the game where the pitch clock went out, and the whole place was like 3, 2. Yep. We were like wrestling fans. We're doing the count,
Rumble style,
right? Yeah, you're doing the count. It was pretty crazy. Yeah. So yeah, it's worked for them.
I like it, and I was just between you and me. I was starting to like softball a little bit more because they've limited the amount of times you can pick off now with the pitcher. There's no pickoffs in softball because nobody leads off, and bunting is actually, and slapping and everything is a huge part of the game. So I like those changes for Major League Baseball. All right, we better go to break, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for helping us out, DP.
No worries.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.